That was mean, unnecessary, uncalled for, unprovoked. Wow.
I didn't record it. Why are you looking at me?
You did record it.
No, I just played it.
Because you recorded it when he said it.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
So you did record it.
Caught me.
I just did the dumbest okay boomer thing ever, and I cannot stop laughing. Libby sent me a Snapchat. I'm never on Snapchat. I'm only on it because the children are on it. Every once in a while, they'll send a photo of the cat. And then I send a photo of a cat back. But I'm not on it on it. So I don't really know what it does or how to use it. I just have it because the kids have it.
All right.
So Libby, being all like hip, cool young mom, sends me this Snapchat during the break.
Snapchat's still a thing?
And it's a video. And she says a couple funny things. And so I think, well, I can figure this out. I'm walking down the hallway, Sam. And I push the record button. And I say some funny things back to her. I hit send. I double check. It goes to Libby. And then I get a notification that says, you just sent that video with no audio.
Oh, you haven't given Snapchat permission to use your microphone.
You know why? Because I don't want them spying on me because I never use it. So she is literally
about to
open a video of just me in the hallway here going.
What were you doing?
So then, let's just be even more boomer. I texted her and I go, pretty sure I just sent you the world's most silent WhatsApp, Snap,
like
whatever you call it. I don't know what to call
it. Like a 1950 movie.
By the way, Snapchat is still around. It is now the communication platform for the younger generation.
I don't understand it. I send photos of the cats back and forth with the kids. That's all we use.
What does one do on Snapchat?
You send videos that are permanently deleted after they are.
Oh, this is the 6-second thing.
But I don't ever delete them. I save them and then.
You can save them.
I don't even know where I bank them and save them, but if the kids say something funny or send me something funny, I save it.
It'll be in your memories reel.
Okay. I'm not adding any more. Not adding any more. My plate is already full.
I'm only on Facebook where the old people hang out.
Right next to your checkbook.
Speaking of old people. I might have to have a conversation with Mackie or somebody. This birder thing's gotten out of control.
We do need to have a talk.
I know, for real.
Borderline, it might be your turn for an intervention.
Right. So I get a text today from our buddy Brian Shelton, and he's like, hey, like all kidding aside, I'm kind of worried about you because apparently the bird droppings that have started to gather on our.
And I'm going to be the one to explain this in a moment.
Apparently it's toxic. And I did know that. Like, I'm not going to go snorting it or shoveling it. I don't know what one would do with pigeon droppings, but I'm not going to go roll around in it. But he said, honestly, Danny, you need to be careful. It's extremely toxic. And he goes, in the video that you posted, there's
disgusting.
So much out there that I'm worried it's going to make you sick. So I'm like, okay, good to know.
So Dana posted a video that made it onto my Facebook Reels last night or this morning, I think it was. And if you've been following along with the show,
I fed them.
Is it Bob and Marge? Is that their names?
Bob and Marge.
Bob and Marge, okay.
It's always just two of them.
Yeah, and so these two pigeons or doves or whatever the hell they are had started to make their home on Dana's balcony. And she thought it was a good idea because apparently birds have survived on this planet for millions of years but have never eaten. And
the only true dinosaurs left, by the way.
That is true. Birds,
we discovered yesterday that alligators were not.
That's right. They're descendants of dinosaurs, but they're not dinosaurs. And so anyway, Dana decided it would be wise to get some bird seed and let Bob and Marge have some
on their family.
What we would consider avian fine dining on the back patio, on the balcony. Well, Bob and Marge are apparently very popular in the neighborhood, and they have invited a number of their friends over for dinner on the balcony.
I first fed them on like Wednesday of last week. By Saturday, I saw a bird out there that did not look like Bob or Marge. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, I opened the door.
There were seven.
There's a lot of them.
I counted.
Someone told someone, word is out.
Word got around in a small country town
that
somebody's giving away free food on this balcony. And now Dana's balcony, which could be a lovely, enjoyable, you know, if you drank wine, go sit out there and drink some wine on a beautiful May night. And it has literally become Well, I'll just say it's a balcony that's covered in bird poo. And when I say covered, there's a lot.
It got a fresh paint job.
It's white.
Over and over
again.
It
used to be charcoal.
You know, I fed them twice. Twice. And then day three, I noticed a bird that didn't look like Bob or Marge. And then day four, it looks like that Hitchcock movie. Now yeah. I just shut the door, I lock it, and I don't go out there.
But now you can't enjoy your balcony.
Well, but
and
we're
it's
leaving.
Lovely.
We're leaving very, very soon anyway. So, you know, experiment over. But now, I'm going to move on to hummingbirds.
How's Bob going to figure out how to forage for food again?
I don't know.
It's almost like he's in captivity
I
now,
know,
and he's
going
to have to relearn how to go get.
Well, if you read about this, you guys, if you read about this, pigeons love humans because we trained them to be a friend of ours during the war. War times, you know, we would take the pigeon and say, hey, pigeon, take this little note to the general over there and tell him the Germans are coming or whatever we did with pigeons. I don't even know. The pigeons would go that way and then they would come back with another message and they learn to love
humans.
Those
are called carrier pigeons.
They learn to love us. And so now they like to be around us and they're confused that we are not returning the sentiment.
So I study World War I and World War II like just about every grown man in America. When I listen to you talk about World War I, I actually lose memorized information.
You know what I mean. We used pigeons to send confidential information to and fro and then to again.
They're called carrier pigeons.
Yes. Where is fro?
I don't know.
Fro okay. is
the
over
opposite
there.
Of to.
Gotcha.
I just got dumber.
They like
how does this keep happening?
Human contact. And then I provided a little bit of it, and then they told their friends, and now it is a party at Dana's house.
Okay.
Did you have to pay a deposit when you got the apartment?
Yes.
You're going to lose that deposit.
Go ahead and
because
kiss that
birds
goodbye.
Have pooped there?
Are you going to clean it?
That's an act of God. I didn't poop there.
God put the bird seed there?
No, but God put the birds there. Birds got to eat.
Well, birds do eat, and then they poop where they eat.
I will have it cleaned up, but
you're
gonna
have to.
Yeah, I probably won't be the one cleaning it because everyone's got me freaking out about this hyptoplasmosis or whatever it is.
You need to go get a hazmat suit and a strong brush.
Oh, I assure you, I am not buying a
hazmat
suit.
Grab a mask. Get some of those rubber gloves.
More than once.
All right.
Get to scrubbing.
I am not scrubbing poop.
I think, okay.
How else are you going to get it
I
off?
Don't remember what the deposit was. I don't care. It ain't worth doing that. Keep
so,
it.
So can I give you some unasked for advice?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's time that we break our ties with Bob and Marge.
Okay, I know. Yeah, it's time.
Oh, great point from the text line. I feel sorry for whoever rents that apartment next. Because those
here,
birds aren't going to stop coming back.
The birds here are so friendly.
And they're going to keep coming back expecting food from the new owner of the apartment, a condo, whatever. And they're not going to get it. And then they're going to get mad. And they're going to poop.
I fed them twice.
And then poop some more.
And I'm telling you, that's all it took.
Tell the truth.
Twice. Because the second day, put a little food out there. It was the very next day I came out and there were more. And I thought, oh, God, what have I done?
Yeah.
And so I have not put any out there since.
So if you want to be nice to the birds... And I know where you live. There's a little bit of green space out
there.
Go put the seed out by the green space.
That's what I'll do.
Birds have great eyesight. They'll find it. They'll find. I mean, you've seen birds in yards. They see. You're like, what are they eating? Well, they're eating food.
I'm just
in
happy
the grass.
That we got to the bottom of the mystery of whether or not birds could fly that high.
Well,
we were concerned.
I was told that they would not. And you know who told me that?
Carrie Emmert.
Michael Mackey.
Oh.
Mackie said, they're not going to come see you up there. You put food out there, Will.
We told you that birds will fly five stories if there's food. They will. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.